On Capitol Hill this week, a U.S. Senate committee will be debating bills that help pay for public schools and infrastructure in rural areas. That represents tens of millions of dollars each year here in Idaho. Madeline Beck reports.
That Energy and Natural Resources Committee will discuss two programs. First, payments in lieu of taxes, better known as PILT, and second, Secure Rural Schools, or SRS. PILT is meant to make up for the lack of property taxes on federal land, and SRS is for areas with shrinking timber industries. Funding for both programs has lapsed. Chris Bourne is the superintendent for the Salmon School District in Idaho. He says funding challenges for small and remote school populations is huge.
Yeah, we can use funding. Doesn't matter how little it is, we can find a spot to use it.
Lawmakers are trying to refund the programs, but they're also trying to fund them for longer periods of time and offer more help to the most sparsely populated areas. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Madeline Beck.
Idaho received about $32 million from PILT in fiscal year 2019 and nearly $22.5 million from SRS in 2018.